The Father acknowledged Jesus. Matthew chapter 3, 13-17. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me? Jesus answered, saying unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And, lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 17, 1-8. And after 6 days Jesus took Peter, James, John, and brought them up into a high mountain apart from the rest of the disciples. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And, behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While Peter yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Jesus only. The Father gave commandments to Jesus. John chapter 10, 14-18. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, who are not of this fold, these also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. John chapter 12, 44-50. Jesus cried and said, He that believes on me, believes not on me, but on the Father that sent me. And he that sees me sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hears my words, and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me, and does not receive my words, has one that judges him, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting, whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John chapter 8, 28-29. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me, the Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Jesus fulfilled the will of the Father. John chapter 17, 1-5. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him to have power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know you the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Matthew chapter 26, 36-46. Then Jesus went with the disciples unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit here, while I go and pray yonder. And Jesus took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then Jesus said unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. "Tarry here and watch with me." And Jesus went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And Jesus came unto the disciples, and found them asleep, and said unto Peter, "What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done." And Jesus came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And Jesus left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then Jesus came to his disciples, and said unto them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me." John chapter 19, 28-30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished and that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Luke chapter 23, 44-49. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned. But all his acquaintances, and the women who followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. John chapter 20:17. Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God."